Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it's impossible to please God, for they that come to God must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. All right? So tonight, if you open your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm not in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, am I? Let me find out where I'm at. Yes, I am. Everybody there say amen. Beginning, we'll read in verse number 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual, and the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And tonight I want to focus our attention on verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. You know, the Apostle Paul, he's writing this letter to the church of Corinth, and him and his student Timothy are together, and they're sending this letter. And they're going through some things. And God is bringing them comfort in and those things that they're going through so that they, in turn, can bring comfort to others. Look to your neighbor and say, nothing that you're going through is wasted. God will use everything that the enemy meant for evil, and he'll turn it around and use it for his glory. Amen? So we get this in our heart and mind, but the first thing we have here in our text tonight is the partakers. In other words, we all are partakers. I don't know. I have my good times, my bad times. I've seen it all. Amen? And we go through things, but we never go through things alone. Amen? Because, why? Because of our faith. Because our faith is the substance of things we're hoping for. What we're hoping for? The reward, the consolation. Amen? And if we put our eyes on the consolation and reward, we'll be able to move through the suffering. If we get our focus on the suffering, we tend to hang out there too long. Hello? Amen? So first, we're going to look at the charge he gives us and the apostle gave us in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, verse number 12. The apostle Paul writing to the church at Colossae. He says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, I'm a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. So no matter what, how much darkness comes or tries to overtake me, the light of God is greater than any darkness. I don't know about you, but if you have if you turn all the lights off in this room and you just had a little 5-watt bulb, a little 5-watt bulb would guide you and direct you. So some lights aren't as bright as other lights, but every light counts in darkness. Amen? So God says that he's going to use everything we're going through. So we have a charge that if the faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, we're looking at our inheritance as saints in the light, and we know that the end is going to be great. Amen? So I don't know about you, but I want to cross the finish line. Amen? And so he says also the calling in Hebrews chapter 3, God wants to remind us, as the writer of Hebrews was reminding, he says, wherefore, verse number one, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who buildeth the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which should be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. That's pretty powerful, is it not? That you have a holy calling. And he's asking us and calling us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So he's placed us the change that comes. We have the charge, the calling, and now let's look at the change. You go to Hebrews chapter 6. The writer of Hebrews says this in verse number 4. He says this. He says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God. I don't know about you, but man, I put the word to work and it works. Hello? Amen. I'm telling you, things shift, things move. I see God doing things all the time by the power of his word. Amen. And he says to us, if they shall fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing that they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh and put them to open shame. But what he wants us to look at is we're tasting of the word of God. We're dining on the word of God. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not only does life come through the word that we're speaking, but as we're speaking, it brings life to us, to our mortal flesh. Not just our spirit man, but our mortal man. Amen? So first we have the partakers. We're partakers of the heavenly calling. As he said in our scripture text tonight, as our hope is you is steadfast. The Apostle Paul said, as I have great hope for you. Do I always see in you do what you should do, or I think you should do, or God wants you to do? No. But I have hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I have hope that God will minister your heart and life, and he will manifest himself through your life in a new way. Amen? You probably see things that I should be doing differently. Amen? We're not judging one another, but my hope is steadfast towards you. Amen? That you answer that call that's on your life. God's anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now. And so it's important for you to grasp who you are in Christ Jesus, so you can go into the world and be all that God's called you to be. Amen? We're not to be hidden vessels. He said, "I put your candle in a bush." What is that song? The candle in the bush. This is mine. I'm going to let it shine. Yeah. Hide it under a bush. Say no. I was going to hide it under a bushel. I'm sorry. Hide it under a bush. Say no. I'm going to let it shine. Amen? And whatever level and measure you're at in Christ Jesus, you can shine at that measure. And when you shine at that measure, all of a sudden, God will add watts to it. Because guess what? We just sang a song. What did we just sing a song? What did we just say? It's all about you, Jesus. And all this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me, as you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your ways. Amen. In other words, that song is singing what God is saying in his word tonight. And the Apostle Paul was saying to us that he was telling them that, hey, you're going to go through some pain, the pain, but we also are called to rejoice in the midst of it. And 1 Peter chapter 4. He says in verse number 12, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. So we have a reward, Romans 8. Verse number 16, we'll start there. The word of God says this, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now we're talking about the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen? This suffering is going to outweigh the glory that's going to come. So when I look at this and I read this and I look at the partakers of the sufferings of Christ and the pain that we go through, but he gives us in his word, he brings his word to restore, to restore. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10, the word of God says this, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So in other words, if we truly believe God's word, we have to see past what we're going through. You know, what happened to the children of Israel, why they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years, as they kept their eyes looking at the ground instead of looking to the promise of God. It was just a few day journey to the promised land. Amen. Because they didn't keep their eyes on the promise of God. They were looking at themselves. They were wandering around and God had a path. So he let them, you know. God ain't going to make anybody do anything. I don't know about you, but I want to learn from their experience. I want to be a quick student, you know. Teach me quickly, Lord. You know, I used to be a slower student. Hello? I used to be a slower student, and I saw everything that I had to carry. I want to learn real quick. I want to learn real quick. And I get the word into it, the word, and the Holy Spirit gives us the answer to every situation and every storm we go through. The Holy Spirit goes ahead and gives us the answer. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And the Holy Spirit tells you exactly what to do. And most of the time, it doesn't align with your flesh. Because it doesn't make sense to your flesh. And most people say, I'll follow my flesh like the children of Israel did, wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen? Are you with me? Am I preaching to me? I need it. The third thing I see in there is the prize or the consolation. A consolation is a reward. A reward given to receive a consolation. You know, you have a consolation prize. Or you have a reward that's given to you by someone. Amen? And so first we'll look at the prize. First thing I want to look at is the prize of the deliverance. And I probably wear this scripture out. I pray it all the time over people. I speak it all the time in Psalms 34:19, where he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does what? He delivers them out of how many of them? out of them all. Out of them all. So if I believe God is word, God's word, God is true, and every man is a liar, I believe God is word. When I'm afflicted or when afflictions come, he says he will deliver me out of how many? Out of them all. I got to see the deliverance before it can become. Because faith is the substance of things I'm hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So I've got to see it in the word. I've got to walk towards it. Amen. Or if not, I get more caught up in the affliction than the answer. Amen. The destination, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The Apostle Paul says it again. Hey, here's this guy that's been chained and whipped 3 times, 39 stripes. Okay, this guy's been beaten and whipped, okay? And he says in verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, wait a minute. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I think I should hear some amens. I think we ought to hear some praise God. Amen. Because if you're receiving what God is saying, you need to celebrate and give him praise. Hallelujah. You need to thank him for it. Amen. If you're truly believing you're going to receive it, you got to act like you have it. And if you can't act like you have it, you can't believe to receive it. Hello? What he says in Romans 8:28 is this. For I know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And God has called you. And let me say something to you. If you were not called, you would not be in this room to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say tonight. God wants you to know you have a call on your life. And the adversary is trying to come and disturb it and distract it and mess it up. But God says to you tonight, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by what you speak. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. We got to learn to speak God's word. Every circumstance, every situation, God gives us a word to overcome it. Amen. We're more than overcomers through Christ that gives us strength. His strength is made perfect where? In my weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify him in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. 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 That's the word of God. That's the true word of God. That's the word that brings life to everyone in the room. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel pretty good. Is it okay to be happy about Jesus? Come on. Is it okay to be happy about Jesus? Hey, let me say something to someone tonight. Listen to what the Spirit of God wants to say. You're going through something that seems to be giant and huge. But God said, if you would only see what I prevented you from going through, you would start giving me glory and praise where you're at. If you would only see what I protected you from, would you only see how the adversary come to try to kill you and destroy you, but I overshadowed you and I protected you with my covering. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know how blessed you are. You're blessed and you're favored of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited about Jesus. Amen. Can't we just be excited about the one we serve? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'll calm down. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't. Man, we serve a great big God. And we serve a God that's bigger than anything you're going through. Hallelujah. God wants you to magnify him. God wants you to exalt him. God wants you to make him larger. It's just like a magnifying glass. Something may look really small. You can't hardly read it. But when you put that magnifying glass on it, it becomes huge and large. And God wants you to magnify his name over everything you're going through. His name is greater. You see a disease come, magnify God's name over it, and all of a sudden you don't see the disease any longer because his name is bigger than the disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to have some Holy Ghost bifocals so we can see in the natural and we can see in the spirit. Truly, I'm just wearing these glasses because I got tired of taking them on and off. Amen. And you say, well, the Lord can heal my eyes if he wanted to, but I have glasses. How's my brother back there? So, I guess softly. Amen. How many know how loud the adversary is speaking out there? Amen. Amen. I don't want us to have pride because pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. And I don't want you to get this wrong. I want you to understand what he is saying by this. He wants you to be proud about him so you can be loud for him. I'm proud and I'm loud. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's choose to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that we are partakers of Christ's suffering. His pain is our gain. Let's choose to be wise and receive the prize. Amen. Amen. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. Amen. Look to the one beside you and say, I'm really blessed to be beside you tonight. Can we, come on, rub shoulders with you tonight. Can I touch your anointing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God never called anybody to be alone. He called us to be a body. And the ones that are around you have something that you need, and you have something they need. How many know how great it is to be needed? Amen. The world makes you think sometimes that you're not needed, that you're worthless sometimes. He'll speak all kinds of evil to you, but God says you're a needed vessel. Amen. And what you have, others need. Amen. So can we all just stand? That was fun. Can we surrender? Can we stop rebelling? Can we stop rebelling and surrender? Can't. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house tonight. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's in this room. I thank you for the call of God that's upon their lives. The call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. And since we know the call doesn't change, what you're saying to us tonight is for us to change. You're saying to you, us tonight, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. I thank you, Father God, for each and every one. I speak blessings upon each and every one. I speak to the sufferings that they're witnessing in their lives, Father God, and the battles that they're going through. Father God, the weapons of their warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We declare healing, restoration, reconciliation, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, flowing through this house, flowing through this each and every life, Father God, as they go to their different workplaces, Father God. When they walk in the room, the atmosphere will change because of who you are in them. So, Lord, we'll never cease to give you the praise, but we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.